ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदामयं ददति स्वावरन्दिगं हरदनश्च नन्दन दैवृदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमरूपपदाम्बुजो दुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे इज द होली डे ऑफ Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. Very special day. And by mercy of Prabhupada, in also many, many places, Rath Yatra is going on today, not just Puri. But yesterday was Balabhijanagar Rath Yatra, today in Baroda and Surat and Ahmedabad also. And I can't remember where else. So many Rath Yatras going on today. May mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So ordinarily on this day, I would usually read from Chaitanya Charitamrita all about Mahaprabhu's pastimes at Rath Yatra. But I thought today, with the permission of the Vaishnavas, I would describe the first time I ever went to Rath Yatra. In 1994. So in 1994, I went with Pundarik Bidyanidhi, my dear friend who translated many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We just had Bhaktivinoda's disappearance the other day. And had one of the most ecstatic times of my whole life. The rusts were so much more beautiful than I expected, and they're so very interesting. Each piece of wood has some meaning. Even the number of pieces of wood for each card is known. As they make these cards every year, brand new. Jagannath can't ride on an old cart. So every year it's brand new. And it's old tradition. They know exactly how many pieces of wood. Each piece of wood has some meaning. There's a special mantra they chant to put that piece of wood in place. There's no nails. There's just wooden pegs. They hammer in like this, these wooden pegs, just wooden nails. So for Jagannath's cart, there's 832 different pieces of wood. 763 for Lord Baladev and 593 for Subhadras. Interesting. Lord Jagannath's even and everybody else is odd. The rusts even have names. Lord Jagannath's cart is called Nandigosh. And Balaram's is called Pushpaka. And Subhadra's is called Darpadalana. Then, we don't have this, but for each rath, they have these big wooden cutouts sitting on the left side of the cart. The drivers. Each cart has got a driver. These big, very brightly painted cutouts. So on the left of each cart, you know, because they stick out on the right and left, so on left side. So on Subhadra's cart, who can guess? Huh? Arjuna, her husband is driving the cart. Huh? And then for Lord Jagannath's cart, Daruka. But the hard one, what about Balaram's driver? Nobody remembers. Matali. And then, Subhadra's cart has 12 wheels. Each have different number of wheels. Subhadra has 12 wheels, Lord Balaram has 14, and Lord Jagannath has 16 wheels. Great big wooden wheels. So when we arrived, the carts were under construction. We were watching that time the drivers were just sitting on the ground. Later they put them up on the cart. One very close associate of the temple, Jagannath Mahapatra, has a service of remaking the deities every year. That's the meaning of his name, Mahapatra. He gets to serve Lord Jagannath only for a couple of weeks each year. He brought us some silk threads caked with some type of paste as prasad one day. He told me, actually, Lord Jagannath is very thin, but by wrapping him with these threads and some type of paste, we make him very fat. In fact, he said there's 7 coverings that they wrap around Lord Jagannath's body to represent the coverings of the material body, skin, flesh, marrow, bone, etc. So these Mahaprasad is the wrappings from last year. He makes, this is his service. Mahapatra, he's always out here festival time selling his Jagannath Puri things. Jagannath Mahapatra. Then he told us that inside Lord Jagannath there's some very mysterious special thing called Nabi Brahman, or the life force. At the time of Navakalevar, I think next one is coming 2015, no? Yeah, 2015, Navakalevar, when they make Lord Jagannath anew. Then the head priest, he's blindfolded. There's a little hole in the back of the deity, and he's blindfolded. He reaches inside so he can't see what it is. And he takes it out and puts it in a box, and they lock that box, and it's locked in the temple safe. And then after they make the new deities, carve the completely new deities, then again he's blindfolded. They take that box out of the safe. He's blindfolded. He opens the box. He never sees what it is. He puts it inside, and then they close it up inside. Some people say it's some type of shalagram. Some people say mysterious. Some people say a piece of the original deity. There's so many speculations what it is. So then we begin to realize that Lord Jagannath is an unfathomable ocean, and we could spend whole lifetime trying to understand him, everything about him. He's very mysterious. And we thought we knew something just because we know the esoteric story of how Jagannath got that particular form. We thought we knew something, but now every day we're learning something new. We arrived the day before Gundicha Marjana and went to the small house that the Italian devotees headed by Maya Purchandra have rented. It's about 3 kilometers down the beach from Haridas's Samadhi in a place called Balai Panda. We used to have a place there. Still, from the roof you can see the dome over the sand dunes and the jungle. Dhruv Maharaj has come from Mayapur and has been staying in Puri for some time. Then we found out that the whole Namahata department of Mayapur, instead of going to Calcutta Rathiyatra like they usually do, they have come for the Jagannath, the Puri Rathiyatra, and they're all staying at Bhakti Vinod's Bhajan Kutir. We were talking about that yesterday. Just in front of Haridas's Samadhi. ISKCON purchased it a long time ago, but only recently kicked out all the squatters and taken it over. So the next day is Gundicha Marjana. Many times I have cleaned the temple from top to bottom in whatever temple I was in, like we did yesterday. But today we all went to do Gundicha Marjana at the very site where Lord Chaitanya had personally done it 500 years before. We were all very excited. Unfortunately, they don't allow foreigners inside. So I told Bhadracharu Prabhu, who was part of the in charge of the Namahata department, to give me some buckets and bring some brooms. So at least we could clean the front entrance. Everybody was going inside and cleaning, but Lord Jagannath, he has to go through the front end. It's all filled with sand and pieces of plastic and all kinds of stuff, junk. So we thought, we can't go inside. At least Lord Jagannath has to go through this front entrance, so at least we should clean that front entrance. And nobody cares for it. They're all going inside. So we had the whole front entrance to ourselves, all the foreign devotees. So we had buckets and we were sweeping and sweeping and sweeping and dumping the trash in the buckets and taking it outside and putting it in a big pile and burning it and sweeping some more sand and sweeping it all out. And people were so moved seeing us cleaning like that, they would take the brooms out of our hand and begin to sweep. They would take the buckets out of our hand to go dump them in the fire for us. People were very impressed. Then, after cleaning Gundicha, there was a big Sankirtan procession. It's like we read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at first it goes to Nisringa Mandir. Now, somehow or other, we all walked right in, foreigners and all. No one objected. I've tried to go in that Nisringa temple later, and they wouldn't allow us in. But somehow we went right inside, and everybody was just going. All the Gaudiyamas had their kirtan party, and Babaji's had their kirtan party. We were the last one. So everybody was just going right inside Nisringa Mandir. You go right up to the Nisringa Didi, foreigners and all. We went right up, touched Lord Nisringadev's lotus feet, and then continued with our kirtan party toward Indradumna Sarovar. All the Gaudiyamas and Babaji's were ahead of us, and they made a big Sankirtan parade. Finally, we got our turn. And we got to the Indradumna Sarovar, and we all dived into the cool, clear waters, because just like here you see it's raining, it's always raining at Rath Yatra and Puri. If it doesn't rain, it's considered very auspicious. So we were just, that makes it nice and sticky. So we were all, our kurtas were wet. I remember taking my Harinam chadar and just going like this, squeezing water out of it. So we got to Indradumna Sarovar, we all just all jumped in. After doing Gundicha Marjana at the actual Gundicha Mandir and taking our bath in Indradumna Sarovar, we felt as if our hearts were shining like the sun. It was pure bliss. And Gundicha Mandir is named after King Indradumna's wife. Her name was Gundicha. And that was her palace. And that's actually where Lord Jagannath was carved, inside the Gundicha palace. Because later they built the Mandir, but he was actually carved inside Gundicha palace. And Indradumna and in Gundicha, they had no children. So Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they promised that we're your children. You don't worry, we're your children. He said, you're my children, but you're staying there. You never stay here with me. How are you my children? No. 10 days every day, every year, we'll come and stay with you. So they come, that's why they come to Gundicha, to visit their mother, Gundicha Maharani. We arrived back at the house. They told us the Kirtiraj had also come and was staying at the official GBC hotel, Vijay International. He had gone to meet with the king of Puri, with Maya Prachandra. That evening, we all walked down the beach in the other direction, looking for the hotel Vijay International to meet Kirtiraj. I was expecting to see him in Vrindavan before we left, but he never arrived. What a surprise that he's here. We finally find him, and the first question is, where are the green apples? Because he was supposed to bring green apples from Balatra for me. He laughs and said he could stay in Vrindavan only a few hours, but Krishnadas had asked him the same question. He didn't bring any, but he left a letter for me with someone in Vrindavan. He's with a tall French devotee named Prema Rasa. For all of us, it's the first time to see Puri Rath Yatra. He just came from the king's palace, and he has tons of Jagannath Prasad. Real interesting things. I begin to realize the non-difference of the holy dhams. Just like in Vrindavan, no one can go hungry. It also seems that everywhere we turn, there's Jagannath Mahaprasad. Here in Braj, you just go Radhisham Madhukari, and everybody gives you roti and sag, and somehow or other, the non-difference, Puri is non-different. Wherever we go, somehow everybody was giving us Jagannath Prasad. It's impossible to go hungry. And he had tons and tons. We were very ecstatic. And it's all very interesting, because Jagannath, he doesn't take any potatoes, tomatoes, cauliflower, cabbage, eggplant, peas, string beans, all these things that we like. He doesn't take any, because these are all foreign subjis. He only takes, you know, things that are indigenous to India, so you have no idea what you're eating. Some of the things are lotus root and all kinds of different local subjis. You never know, but it's always very delicious. The next day, we went with a big kirtan to the Simhadwara gate. The Bengali devotees at Bhakti Kutir, along with Mayapur Chandra, have planned on a very ecstatic festival. 40 devotees have come from Mayapur, and now we have the biggest kirtan party in front of the Ras. This is the first time that ISKCON has ever had an organized presence at the Rath Yatra. Otherwise, every year ISKCON devotees go, but this is the first time the Namahatta department came, so there's an organized presence. And the king, he likes us very much, and he has arranged a police cordon. There's a big rope around our kirtan party, so nobody can bother us. And we're the only kirtan party that has a police cordon around us. We're right in front of Lord Balaram, and he's giving some special mercy. For months, I've been unable to lead or do Harinam for more than a half an hour. I had some problem. And now we've been here for hours with a big banner, ISKCON, His Divine, spelled D-E-V-I-N-E. It's supposed to be D-I-V-V-A-I-N-E, but it's D-E-V-I-N-E. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it's the first time in history it's being televised live, and a couple times they zoom in on our kirtan and the sign. Later, many people as far away as Bangalore told me they saw me on TV. Because everybody recognized my Harinam chatter. I said, that must be Dinabandhu. There's two Ramanandi sadhus on top of a billboard on top of some of the buildings. And they're going wild as I chant, Nitai go, Haribo, Haribo. They're up on top of the billboard. You know, people are standing on the roof, but they climbed up on top of the billboard. Nitai go, Haribo. Now I realize why Lord Jagannath had never let me come to Rath Yatra before. It had been my heart's desire for a long time, but somehow or other I had never come. Even last year I had the ticket in my hand. I'd even gotten a reservation here in Vrindavan from Puri to Hyderabad to see the ISKCON Rath Yatra there also. The tickets were in my hand, and then I got malaria and couldn't go. But this year, for the first time, ISKCON organized a nice program with a huge kirtan party. Lord Jagannath, especially Lord Baladev, let me lead an ecstatic kirtan, my favorite activity. On top of it all, it was being televised for the first time in history. ISKCON got a lot of publicity. Even the newspaper in major cities like Bombay carried articles about Rath Yatra with sub-headlines about ISKCON's foreign devotees' participation. And somehow or other, I led the kirtan the whole day. I was just hours and hours and hours and hours. It's about 11 a.m., but the Didis don't actually start coming out until around 3 p.m., very late. The Daitapatis are upset that it's being televised, and they are delaying all the rituals in protest. Because they were upset, they figure, usually the lords are on the Rath before noon, but they figure that if it goes on television, then less people will come, then they'll make less money. So they were all upset. But actually, I think by being on television, it made it more famous, because it's just an incredible crowd, television or no television. It's an incredible crowd. But they're upset, so they delayed everything to 3 o'clock. If you watch, you can see live on TV, you'll see by now already the lords are coming out. But this time they don't start coming out till 3 p.m., very late. Finally, Sudarshan Chakra comes, being borne on the heads of the priests, and they run up the ramp and place him on Subhadra's cart. The anticipation is already at its peak, and you know Baladev is coming, as you can hear the din of many gongs. 20 priests precede the Lord, pounding on brass gongs, and emerge from the gate before him. Because every time one of the deities come, there's these guys, they have gongs, and they have a special beat. The king of Puri explained to us that for everything there's a special beat. Just like for bringing the lords out of the temple, it's Barat, Barat, Baradadadadadadat, Barat, Barat, Baradadadadadat. And they're very dramatic, you know.
badat, badat, badadadadadadadad, badat, badat, badat,
and they're all brightly dressed, you know. Jai, Sisi Gornitai Krishna Baldao, Sisi Radhasham Sundarki. And from way inside this huge stone temple, so you can hear the sound echoing, it's getting louder. Badat, badat, badadadadadadad, badat, badat, badadadadadadad, badat, badat, badadadadadadad, badat, badat. You began to begin to imagine in that vast sea of humanity, and suddenly they catch a glimpse of Lord Baladev's peacock-tailed mukut coming out of the gate. Suddenly there's a roar from every throat as thousands of arrows are flung into the air, and your every hair stands on end to hear that sound. It's just amazing. As soon as Lord Baladev, because they bring the deities like this, they rock them. And that peacock, I call it the peacock mukut. It's made out of some white thing. I don't know what it is. I can't hear from up here. Anyway, it's very interesting. So that sort of peeks through the gate and everybody, Jai Baladev! And you can't imagine lakhs and lakhs of people screaming. That sound goes into your being. You just merge with that sound. There's nothing but that sound. Jai Baladev! Then they rock and rock and rock and rock, and then they get up enough momentum, and then he moves ahead again. And then, Jai Baladev! His every move evokes the same reaction as his every motion. His movement forward is like the lightning, and 100,000 voices the thunder. He loves every minute of the rocking, his mukut swaying like a peacock dancing. Before I went to Rathiatra, I remember we used to go, because at the Janmastan, they also have Rathiatra today. And I used to see the priests would bring, because they're just small deities about this big, but they would bring them out of the temple, and they had a little smaller table than this, and they would go a few steps, put Lord Jagannath on the table, and then just shake him like this. I said, what in the world are they doing? Then they take the table and move it ahead, and then they bring him ahead and shake it like this. Then they go down the steps, a few steps, and shake him. I said, what in the world are they doing? But that's the way Lord Jagannath comes. Lord Jagannath and Baladev, they just shake them like this, and the peacock mukut is just going, shing, 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 shing. Coconut tree trunks have been sawed in half and lashed together to make the ramps. The ramps, now they just cut them in half, put the flat side up, and then lash them together with, you know, a couple of, then they take two halves of a coconut tree and put them like that on each side to hold all the pieces in place. They're having a very hard time getting him up the ramp. Somehow he gets all the way to the top of the ramp, and he leans way over the edge of the ramp like this. And everybody's screaming, you know. And all of a sudden they bring him back like that. But the momentum of coming back like that is that he goes all the way back down to the bottom of the ramp. This is the first time I ever saw. So then again, they have like a piece of wood lashed to his back that sticks up like this. It lashed to the back of the deity, and they have these big, thick silken ropes, and they're all pushing. Some of them are pushing, some of them are pulling, all these great big fat daitapatis. It's an amazing scene. And they're just trying to get him up that ramp. And finally they get him to the top. And then the place where he stands is a little bit high, so they have to move him up. They have to get him up from the platform. There's a Prikama Marg. From that Prikama Marg, they have to get him up on his place where he stays. But there's a big gap. So they push him up, and he comes back down. They push him up, and he comes back down. Finally, they get him up on that platform, and they swing him around. And as soon as he swings him around, there's a lila I call Lob Prakash. Because you know that big, beautiful white mukut, if you blink, you missed it. It's gone. All of a sudden, they turn Lord Jagannath around, and all the Daitapati's 100 hands go flying up, and pew, just if you blink, it just disappears. You missed it. Because if every little piece they have, they can sell to their yajaman for a lot of money, you know. So it's, I call it Lobh Prakash. That he doesn't wear that for the Rath Yatra, just to get onto the carts. But actually, I saw Rath Yatra, the main thing is just getting the deities on the cart. After it's going, it's all over. The real thing is that whole mystique of getting them up, rocking them up to the cart ramp, rocking them up the ramp, getting them up on top. Then he spins around and just, all of a sudden, you just see 100 hands just go, pew, and that mukut has disappeared, pew, just gone. And they have to push and shove and get him around and get him dressed and everything. Now Subhadra, she doesn't like the rocking. So they carry her out, just carrying her flat on top of their heads. But again you hear the gongs inside the gate. Barat, barat, barat-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da when you thought you would reach the limits of your emotion, huh? Lord Jagannath pushes you a little further. The thunder at his appearance can only be experienced as it cannot be described. First, we can only see the mukhik dancing like a peacock to the thunder of 100,000 voices. Now you know the Lord of the universe is coming. The announcer, there's an announcer there, he's crying, Jagannath Swami Ki! And the fathomless ocean of devotees cheer, Jai! Then suddenly you see him. He's huge. He's enormous. Much bigger than Balaram. We seem to make them symmetrical. But it's not that way. Hmm? When you actually see Lord Jagannath, he's huge. He's much more bigger than Baladeva. He's bigger than Baladeva, much bigger than Subhadra. Huge. Large white eyes, they told me they're made from 1 lakh rupees worth of crushed pearls. The white that says eyes is made from crushed pearls. So large white eyes made from 1 lakh rupees worth of crushed pearls smile at you just above the heads of the crowd. He's more beautiful than you ever imagined. You suddenly realize that all the Jagannath deities you have ever seen have now captured a fraction of that beauty. You'll never be satisfied seeing another Jagannath again. He's wonderful. Hmm? After you see the real Jagannath, then you see somehow the white is too wide, the dot is too small, the dot is too big, and the white is too narrow. You'll never be satisfied. He's just perfect in every way possible. You'll never be satisfied. He's just amazing. So then they rock him, and again the same thing every time he moves forward. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai! And you just can't imagine when, you know, 10 lakhs of voices are crying, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai! All your hairs are standing on end. Finally they get him to the ramp, and they get him up the ramp without any difficulty. And set him in place. Same thing. As soon as they turn him around, 100 hands go and pew, that peacock mukut is gone. Boom! Just disappears. Lob prakash. The sun is covered by the clouds and there is no rain, and it gives the illusion of shade. We gradually realize that our noses are turning bright red. An elephant appears. Now they don't have the elephant. Somehow they got worried that maybe the elephant will go crazy and it'll run into the crowd and it'll come on CNN and this and that. Just like in Kumbh Mela also, they stopped all the elephants. They're just ruining everything, worrying about becoming too worried about everything. But it used to be an elephant with this beautiful embroidered cloth, and behind him comes the king in a very beautiful palanquin with deep purple, reddish purple velvet. And the whole palace, every piece of wood is covered with gold leaf. Directly behind him comes Kirtiraj with a bright red face, towering above the crowd, because Kirtiraj is very tall, and Premaras. Premaras is also very tall. Then I spot Pundarik, Dhruva, and Mayapur Chandra. They go with the king right up to the foot of the rath. One of the head pujaris hands a servant a 100-rupee note telling him to go buy soft drinks for all these guys. This is the first time, you know, foreigners are allowed to come right up like that. They're just, because they're with the king, so everybody's respecting. So the head daitapati, he sees even the king is giving respect to us. So he pulls out this 100-rupee note to go buy soft drinks, you know, for these guys. And I'm thinking, is this Puri or where are we? Because usually Puri, they love to give you trouble. They will come right out of the temple. They'll come right out of the gate, right out of the temple, and just look you in the face. You can't come inside. Yeah? Just to rub it in, you know. And I can't understand, where are we? This Puri, the pandas giving 100 rupees to buy us soft drinks. But they're seeing that the king is paying attention to us. He's given us a rope around our kirtan, and the devotees are coming behind. Now, the king doesn't actually sweep the ground in front of the rath. Probably some editor made a mistake in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially in olden times, the road was unpaved and always rains at Rath Yatra, so it's all mud, so there's no question of sweeping mud. What he does is there's a prikama path around the didi, and he sweeps it. He has a gold-handled broom. It's got this big gold, solid gold handle like this, and then all the sticks out, a typical Indian broom. And he goes around twice with this broom, sweeping the he sweeps the prikama path. And then he has a solid silver bowl filled with water and sandalwood oil. And he goes around sprinkling this water. After sweeping around, then he sprinkles this water like that. First he does Balaram's cart, then Jagannath, and then Subhadra's. After he sweeps his cart, they put the drivers on the left side of each rath. Then they take down the ramps in front of each cart. After that, they lash 4 wooden horses to the front of each cart. White ones for Jagannath, black for Baladev, and red ones for Subhadra. Both Subhadra and Balaram have mares, but Lord Jagannath has stallions, you can tell, because the horses of all Lord Jagannath have their genital erect and painted bright red. And each cart has one fellow with a small whip sitting on top of the horses. Then, suddenly, Balaram's rath begins. We were last kirtan there because the people have already come before us. So everybody wants to be in front of Lord Jagannath. We're in front of Balaram. And most of our rath, maybe they're starting to do it correctly now, but in West I saw they always have Jagannath go first. But actually Balaram, he goes first. So Balaram's cart starts to move, and we're right in front of him. So we also begin to move. If we don't move, we'll be trampled. We went about 70% of the way down the road when the sun went down. Then the Rath Yatra was over for the day, as the carts don't move after sunset. In the Puri Rath Yatra, as soon as the sun goes down, rath stops, whether they make it to Gundicha or not. So Baladev went first, then Subhadra went, and Jagannath, but it's because the pandas, the daitapatis rather, they made everything late. Because the deities didn't get under the carts till 3 o'clock, so the sun goes down. Jagannath has hardly made it up to the king's palace. Hardly 100 meters he's gone. But as soon as sun goes down, everything stops. But Baladev is about 70% down the... On the train from Delhi, I was praying that it would be a 2-day Rath Yatra, like 2 years ago when Balaram's wheels broke. Looks like Lord Jagannath is fulfilling my desires. Next, everyone is wiped out from hours of kirtan the day before. I can see they're going to be late going to the second day of Rath Yatra, so I jumped on a rickshaw with another devotee. By the time we reach, Lord Jagannath has already moved some distance down the road. It's less crowded today, so we go and grab onto the rope. It was too hectic the day before. The ropes are so thick, you can't even get your hands around the rope. It's so thick. And they must be like 250 yards long. Long, long ropes. But today, on Rath Yatra day, you have to be very crazy and young and wild to get inside there and try and pull on this. Just, you'll get trampled. But today it's very nice. So we get in there and we grab the rope. Now it's very interesting how they perform the Rath Yatra. We have a lot to learn. First of all, the platforms on the sides of the cart are slanted down. Now I've seen in the West they started doing this too. Usually we just made everything straight. But actually the front, the side, and the back, they're all slanted down like this very dramatically. Now I've seen in West they're making them like that. Huh? And so you've got those 20 guys with the gongs on each cart. And they're on this platform that's slanted downwards. And first thing that happens is there's a little Uriya guy sitting on the horses. He gives some sort of a little pep talk. Then there's these long, thin horns like this. And those guys go, dweew, dweew, dweew. And then the guys with the gongs, they begin just going bam, 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 bam. As soon as the rest starts moving, ba, ba, bam. Ba ba bum, ba ba bum, and they're moving really wildly, really dramatically. Ba ba bum, ba ba bum, ba ba bum. That means to go straight. And if the rust starts to go off to the left, and they want everyone to pull to the right, so then they have another beat, you know, ba da da dun, da 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 dun, da da. Because it's not like, you know, there's no PA system like in our Rath Yatras. You know, we have big PA system. Ruko, ruko, ruko. Rukde! So there's no way to, only way to communicate is by the gong. So the sound of the gong tells everybody to go straight, left, or right, you know. I can't remember which, to go left, I can't remember that beat. But straight is ba-da-bump, ba-da-bump, and right is ba-da-da-dun, 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 ba-da-da-dun. That means to go right because the car's going. And if it goes too far off to one side, the brake system is they have a huge, it must be 1.5 feet by 18 inches by 18 inches beam of wood that's tied in front of the wheels with a slip knot. And when they want to stop the cart, this is the brake because there's no other brake. They just pull the rope, the slip knot comes loose, that piece of, that beam, huge beam, 18 inches by 18 inches, bam, comes crashing down on the road and the wheels go bam, 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 bam. Then all these daitapatis have to lift it back up and tie it in place and get ready. And then as soon as they're ready, that little guy on top of the horse, he starts yelling and screaming. So I asked one Uriya devotee, what's he saying? He said, I'm not going to tell you. I said, tell me. I'm not going to tell you. Tell me, what's he saying? He said, what's the matter with you guys? A bunch of women? You don't have any balls? Pull this cart. And then, tweew, tweew. Then ba da 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 da, then ba da dum ba da bump, and they're just dancing. They're already on an incline, and they're dancing wildly like this. It's super dramatic. Ba da da, all in time. Ba da dum ba da bump, ba da da da, ba da da da, ba da da da, ba da da. Go to the right, you know. So it's going on like this. Then there's the sound of 16 wheels. Because during the Rath Yatra, it was too crazy to actually pull the cart. So I would go beside the cart. Because they have a big police rope, and I would just get as close as I could and hold onto the rope the crowd can't stop me. I'm just stuck to that rope and just stay. And there's 16 wheels. And those wheels, they don't have, you know, Gajra gear there, or ball bearings, or nothing. It's just wood against wood. And when that Rath moves, each one starts making this sound. And each one is on a different tune. You have 16 of these things going like this. They start out, you know. At 16, your hairs are all standing on end listening to this. It's just amazing. Because I was afraid to go in front, so I just went beside and pulled like that. So after they stopped one time, then somehow the second time we started, then the cart goes rut, goes straight. Then it started drifting to the right. They change the beat. Then we all run to the left side of the road. It's so amazing to see this giant Jagannath with his big white eyes watching you with his merciful glance as he rides along. Somehow we made it from way down the road, all in one run. Usually it takes several times they stop, but somehow we just stopped that one time. And then all the way down, sometimes going this way, sometimes going that way. We made it all the way down to Gundicha. Finally reaches Gundicha. Even before they put the ramp on the front of the rath, people are climbing on the rath to touch Lord Jagannath's feet or embrace him. The bottom half of his eyes are becoming blackened by so many hands touching him. You know, these big white eyes, but they're all that bottom half, they can't reach to the higher than that. He's so big. Now he will remain here for 2 days before coming off the cart to go into Gundicha Mandir. Then a line of about 20 priests with baskets of pots on their heads come marching up. They come to offer the bhog to the deities. Jagannath doesn't take his regular meal, so there's no rice or dal as long as he's on the cart. Just sweets and simple ekadasi preparations. Near the front of the line, one priest holds a large basket full of tulsi on his head. So, and Lord Jagannath's bhoga and his prasad also never goes by any vehicle. It only goes by foot. So you have this big long line of priests coming down with these big either baskets or pots on top of their head. And there's one big priest standing there in front of Lord Jagannath's cart. And the line, they come up and stop. And the guy hands him the pot. He reaches, the guy there with the basket of tulsi, just takes a handful of manjaris and throws it in the pot. Shows the pot to Lord Jagannath, puts it back on the guy's head, then he brings a basket of something. And it's all ekadasi. As long as Lord Jagannath's on the cart, he doesn't eat any rice or any dal, only ekadasi prasad. So it's all ekadasi type preparation. He throws a big hand of tulsi, points the basket at Lord Jagannath, and puts it back on his head, and like this, we watch this bhog offering going on. That night, the king and his invited us to the inauguration of the restoration of Maharaj Pratapruja's Puri residence and temple. When we arrive, preparations are going on, so we wander around. We see what appears to be the entrance to a temple and go inside. Very beautiful deities of Radha Kanta, just like Totagopina style, only standing. There's a typical Orient relief arch behind the deities. Inside the arch is a painted tree and naked gopis retrieving their garments from the Lord. Very, very charming. Then there's another altar with the most ecstatic dancing gornitai I've ever seen. The pujaris very affectionately offer lots of tulsi prasad to us. So this gornitai, Lord Chaitanya's one hand is like this, his other hand is like that, and Lord Nityananda, they're just dancing in the most ecstatic way like this. And no foreigners have ever been inside this temple. They're just giving us tulsi prasad. We're walking around looking at all the deities and everything. They very affectionately offer tulsi prasad. Back outside, the king asked us to start the program with kirtan. ISKCON has the only kirtan party there. All the Gaudiya Math Babaji's, everybody is there. But ISKCON has the only kirtan party there. On the stage is the sannyasi in charge of the main Gaudiya Math on the Grand Road, where Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada was born. Some other respected Babaji's and a couple of Mayavadi sannyasis, and Kirtiraj is there as well. After all the sannyasi king speak, the king asked Kirtiraj to also speak. He's giving a lot of respect in public to us and is not going unnoticed. Then we enter one self-manifested 8-ling Shiva Mandir on one side of the property. As the king asks us to, we follow him. The pujaris give us flowers and they chant Vedic hymns and we shower flowers on the lingas. Then we go back in the main temple. The king motions us for us to follow him into the deity room. So before we were just taking darshan from outside the deity room. Now we're going inside. No foreigner has ever been inside this temple. What does it take darshan? What does it mean go inside the deity room? The king motioned us to follow him into the deity room. Again, they give us flowers to place at Radha Radhakanta's lotus feet. Then they do the same thing with Gornitai also. It's only the next day that Mayapur Chandra tells us that no foreigner has ever entered this mandir. We not only entered, but we were right in the deity room. This has now caused a bit of commotion amongst the Puri Pandas. But most of the people are noticing the attention and respect the king, and the respect the king is giving us, and it is having its effect. Not far from Gudicha Mandir on the main road, at the king's suggestion, the devotees have set up a pandal. Jayapataka came, so he lectured in Bengali and I in Hindi. The king came on the stage one night and he very much enjoyed my Hindi lecture. He's actually a Rajput from Rajasthan, though in Puri he speaks in public in Uriya. Hundreds of people stopped to see our program and we fear the police will stop it because we were practically blocking the road. The Mayapur devotees, headed by Bhadracharu, performed plays. The first night they did Jagai and Made, and it was absolutely fantastic. All the actors and even the musicians are devotees. They even have sound effects machine, and the whole production is more professional than I have seen even in the West. The other plays were not as good as this one. I was going to leave as it's very late, but ended up glued to my seat till 11:30 p.m. The next night is Hare Panchami. Though I leave the stage and go to Gunicha every so often, they keep telling me a later time. Anyway, it didn't happen till after midnight, but I was too tired, so I missed it. The devotees told me that Lakshmi comes on a palanquin. They have this beautiful Lakshmi who lives inside Jagannath's temple, and she comes on a palanquin. Why has he been away for so long? Why is he staying here with this other woman, Radharani? Then she punishes all the servants of Jagannath for taking him away and making them promise to return him the next day, but they don't. So I see Gundicha represents Vrindavan, where Radharani stays. So Lakshmi is upset. Why you brought him here? He didn't tell me he was going for several days like this. What is this? What is this other woman, Radharani? What is he doing here? She's very upset. Rathiyatra is just amazing. There's so much to Rathiyatra we don't even know. My original plan was just to see the Rath Yatra and then to go to Bhuvaneswar, Shirtur Gopinath, and return Rath in Calcutta and Mayapur. But devotees have insisted I stay for the Pandal program. They're treating me with such love and affection I can't leave. They even made chapatis for us every day because Brijbasis can't live without chapatis. Anyway, we all went body surfing with Jayapataka Maharaj one day. He's staying down the beach somewhere. So for the return rath, we know that everything is going to be late, so we leave Gundicha Mandir quite late. I didn't want to walk so far, so I've taken a rickshaw. This time I stationed myself by the door of Gundicha instead of in front of the carts. I want to see them walking Lord Jagannath out of the temple. In late morning, it poured down rain. In front of Gunicha, all the mud is bright orange, and there are puddles everywhere. The kirtan party arrives. There's no one except us. We enjoy splashing in the orange puddles, and anyone who has white dhotis on it has their dhotis destroyed. Till today, the spots have not come out of my dhoti. There's all this, because if anybody's been, you know the road is all orange mud, and now it's raining, there's puddles, and the devotees are just like this, all those spots. It becomes late, so I go back by the door as I hear the gongs. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da. Finally, Lord Baladev comes out and the crowd goes wild. But it's not like the beginning, the real rut. Then Subhadra is carried out. Finally, Jagannath comes. Because of the crush of the crowd, I can barely see him. Then suddenly, he's just in front of where I'm standing. The crowd parts a bit and I see him. He's just like from me to where the row of ladies starts. Not that far away I was seeing Lord Jagannath. And although he's immense, I'm surprised that without any base, he's not so tall. He's huge. Why? But he's not so tall. It's difficult to see him over the crowd. But now here he is with his giant eyes casting their merciful glance on me. Suddenly he turns to the side and I see his profile. His nose is not pointy like we make. We make all these pointy, angled nose. His nose is smooth and it comes down at the end. It goes bloop, like that. And it's rounded. It's not doesn't come to a point like we make. It just comes down like this. Bloop, turns up at the end. It's rounded and turns up at the end like the description of Nectar Devotion of Lord Krishna. My mind is suddenly blown. Seeing that cute nose, suddenly I can see Shyam Sundar. You know how sometimes your mind goes through somersaults trying to grasp that Jagannath is Krishna. But suddenly he's so enchantingly become Brijendananda and Shyam Sundar. He's unforgettable. Now that I see Jagannath deities, I just start thinking that... When I see other Jagannath deities, like the spot in the eye is too small or too big, the design is not just right. Jagannath's design is 120% correct. Again, I join the splashing kirtan. The sun has already set. It's obvious that Jagannath won't go anywhere today. People are very upset. This is all the politics of the Daitapatis. They were in charge of Jagannath for 1 month. The more they delay, the more money they can collect. The pandas have a big fight with them. The police and the king have also been arguing with him, pleading with him all day. Still, they brought him out so late that they will have to do Rath Yatra. Actually, what happened, I was there. There was big fights going on between the pandas and the Daitapatis because the Daitapatis were making everything late again. And then I saw this guy, big cut in his head. He came out in a stretcher. Three or four guys came out with big cuts and blood coming and everything. They had such a huge fight. And the king's very upset. Now, you have to understand that the main Rath Yatra, going Rath Yatra, that's mainly for the saints. All the big businessmen, they come and pay 2,000 rupees or so and get a nice place to sit and watch everything. But the return Rath Yatra is for the villagers. But now they brought Lord Jagannath out so late, by the time the king sweeps around, the sun goes down, the rest don't move. And the villagers, they fast all day. They won't eat a thing until Lord Jagannath moves. This is their tradition. Until the Rath moves, they don't eat a thing. You know, we can't go. We have a big breakfast before we go. But they don't eat anything. So now the Rath, they're very upset. And they're all shouting. So now my desire is doubly satisfied. We'll have 2 days of Rath Yatra and 2 days of Ulta Rath. Now I only want to see the Rath run into something. We've been chanting all day. Since there'll be no Rath Yatra, we start back. As we leave, we pass the king on the way. The king has come to do his sweeping. Mayapur Chandra is following behind. Later that night, Mayapur Chandra tells us some startling news. The king was very upset. The people were also upset. The villagers have saved all their money all year long and take 1 day off to see the Rath Yatra. Now it's not going to happen. Then I find out they also observe fasting, even the king until Jagannath moves. Mayapur Chandra tells they all began shouting, asked someone to translate. That person said they're complaining about the Daitas. They said we're going to give their service to the white sannyasis. They were all upset, so they're chanting. Actually, what they said, don't tell anybody, what they were chanting is, we're going to make a river of blood in Neelachal. We'll finish off all these Daitapatis and we'll give their service to the white sannyasis. Our minds are really blown to hear that something very far out has happened in Puri. This usually everybody's against us and everybody's on our side. Okay, it's getting late, so we have to talk about... I was with Jagannath's cart, and suddenly they're not moving. As I was waiting to hear the wheels, I kept waiting and waiting and watching Subhadra's cart, because until Subhadra's cart moves, then Jagannath's not going to move. Suddenly I saw Puri electric department truck move past us through the crowd. I said, what is a truck doing on the grand road? Puri electric truck. Then I understood there's only one reason that it's on the grand road today. Subhadra has run into an electric pole. And because Rathiatra, Jagannath's cart doesn't go backwards. If he runs into something, they break that thing. If he runs into somebody's house, because he sticks out to the side, then they break off the corner of the house. He never moves backwards. So I figured out, why is this Puri electric truck? Oh, because she went too far to the left and that part that hangs out is stuck in front of the electric pole. So I run down. Now my desire is, I wanted to see this, how they don't move the rest back. So we get there, and the guys jump off the truck, and they're trying to undo the bolts to the wires, because they have to undo the wires and then break the pole out of the way. But you know, that sea air, you know, it's all salty. The bolts are completely rusted. They can't move them. So then they just take their wrenches, and they're smashing the ceramic, you know, insulators like this, and wires are snapping. I hope they turned the electricity off. But anyway, wires were snapping and flying everywhere, and bam, bam, just breaking those big brown ceramic connectors, you know, insulators. Bam! Wires are flying everywhere, and they're digging out the foundation of the pole, and finally they move the pole out of the way, and then Subhadra moves. Then Lord Jagannath comes, and Lord Jagannath comes. He also goes, because that's a turn right there. And there's no, not like our Rathiatra, we have a nice Gajra gears assembly for turning the Rath, nice wheel, and there's no steering wheel. The way they turn the Rath, I saw when it stops, then they have this wedge with a pole sticking out of it like this. And they put that up against the cart, up against the wheel. So when the wheel, because there's a little bit of play in the wheel, you know. So they put that up against the wheel, and the wheel runs over that incline, it sort of turns a little bit. So that's the only turning. So that's why they stop the cart, then everybody gets their little wedges and they're putting their wedge, and then as soon as Rath runs over it, they run again and put it like this, and it sort of turns the wheels a little bit. So Lord, and there's a turn there about one third of the way down, there's a turn. So Lord Jagannath, that ramp on the side sticking out too far, and they have, you know, you've seen these little shops like they have on the street here with, you know, little wooden shops. So his thing is, he's come too close. There's a whole row of wooden shops. And the police just come up and just push them all over. Bing, bing, all the shopkeepers are screaming, and it's a whole big scene. Bing, 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 they just push the whole line down, and then we move Lord Jagannath ahead like that. So then at the king's palace, again, this is another thing we don't know about Rathiatra. He gets as far as the king's palace, then the Lakshmi again comes on this beautiful gold-leafed palanquin with beautiful velvet, purple velvet, and this golden deity of Lakshmi. She comes down and she starts screaming at Lord Jagannath that you stayed away for so long, you didn't tell me about this, you were staying there with that other girl, Radharani, I know that, you know, and she's very upset. So now I'm locking the doors of Vaikuntha, you can't come into Vaikuntha. And she goes back and locks the doors. So then Jagannath rolls up to the Jagannath temple, and the doors of Vaikuntha are locked. He can't go inside. And as long as he's on the cart, he can't get his rice. He has to eat rice every day, but he can't get rice as long as he's on the cart. So that night, they do sonarvesh. You may have heard sonarvesh. Sona means gold. And that is amazing. And luckily there was a nice devotee there, used to be president of Patna ISKCON, but he's actually from Gaudiya Math, but he's a Puri Brahmin. His father was head of the Mukti Mandap. He's such a sweet Vaishnava. We came to his house one day and to see Swarup Damodar, and his father was taking prasad, and he just finished prasad, and he started crying because some Vaishnava has come and the prasad is finished. He can't offer proper welcome to Vaishnavas. He was crying. Even we were foreign Vaishnavas, he began crying. Such a sweet Vaishnava. So anyway, because I know it's going to be very late, Swarup Damodar says, my house is just nearby. So we stay on the roof and we're listening because we know, because we can hear all the announcements. Finally, well after midnight, you know, the police are announcing everybody, keep moving, that we know that it's, he said, we'll just wait another hour till the crowd calms down a bit. So then finally he wakes us up and we go downstairs and we go down. Nice cool breeze is blowing. And Lord Jagannath has got these incredible solid gold crowns, solid gold necklaces. They're just cascades of solid gold necklaces. He's got hands, solid, each hand weighs about 45 kgs of gold. Each hand with his club and Sudarshan, like that. And Baladeva has his mushal, like we see today, and his plow. Incredible. I can't really tell me how much gold is probably written in here, but it's getting late. But incredible quantity of gold. We can't imagine 30,000 rupees, 10 grams or something. What is it these days? It went down a bit, but it was up to 30,000 for 10 grams. And just one hand is 45 kgs gold. So because like Sir Damodar told, you wait till the crowd calms down, so there's not so much crowd. So we just keep going round and round and round because the police are keeping us moving. So we just go round and round and round taking darshan of the Sonar Vesh. So anyway, after that, Lakshmi, she feels sorry because he shows off his opulence with his golden, to impress Lakshmiji how opulent he is. And then she feels sorry that he's not getting any rice. He's starving. So then she opens up the door by Kunta and he goes inside. Jagannath Swami ki! Balabhadra Prabhu ki, Subhadra Maharani ki. So that was my first experience at Rath Yatra. Hare Krishna.